What do you oversee? How much land? Just tell us a little bit about your department.
Sure. Des Moines County Conservation was actually started 50 years ago by 80% majority vote of the public, and we're part of the Iowa State Code. So 99 counties, every county has a county conservation. We're ran by a five-person board, and they help set our policies as well as a bit of the budget, and then our county supervisors work with us on the budget too. We have 8 full-time employees. That includes myself, director. We have an office manager, a natural resource manager, operations supervisor, 2 park rangers, an environmental education coordinator, and an interpretive naturalist. With that said, we run 16 county areas, and we maintain, I think it's about 1,500 public acres. And that includes boat access areas to public hunting, to Stars Cave Nature Center, to Big Hollow Recreation Area with a 178-acre lake.
And that is the one that I think I hear the most about, Big Hollow. What exactly is Big Hollow?
It's a 800-acre park that we recently put in a 178-acre lake. And 30 years ago, when the property was purchased, one of the main reasons was to put a lake there. So it goes right along with everything that it was intended for. So currently up there, we also have a beach, so free to the public. They can go there anytime. And we have a boat access area, so a fisherman can put their boat in and see what kind of fish they can find. It's been stocked by the DNR over the past 2 years. And then also at Big Hollow, we have a shooting range, which the public can take a class and become a member, and it's a 1,500 and 300-meter range. Then also we have the Whitty Observatory. It's ran by volunteers. They do public programs the first and third Friday of the month, very exciting. And also out there, we have a model airplane club. And again, it's maintained by volunteers. And we have the Bow Hunters Club, who also maintain their own area.
Obviously, we're in the big time for you guys. Summer is, I'm sure, your busiest time. Are there new additions to Big Hollow, new maybe something that people have gone out there and will expect to see new?
Yes. Over the last couple of years, we have really organized our primitive camping a little bit better out there. We've added more areas for people to camp in. Not only can you pull your car up to them, but we have a couple that you can hike into. And so we have an area that it's self-registration. We have firewood available, and really proud of that area. But we have recently received a $100,000 grant from the Harry and Virginia Murray Foundation for Big Hollow, and what that will go towards is putting in 30 RV camping pads, as well as electricity and water. So we're very excited about that. Because of our 50th anniversary, we started a 1 million in 1 year campaign, and what that campaign is doing, we're looking to raise $1 million in our anniversary year to finish Big Hollow. So not only besides those camper pads, we're looking to put in a restroom and concession at the beach, and then a restroom shower house at the RV loop.
How has fundraising been at this point?
It's been pretty good, actually. We started the year off in January with our polar plunge, where actual volunteers paid money to jump into the water, which, you know, is crazy when you think about it. And then we had a couple other bigger fundraisers just last week. We had an open house where we invited the public out for land and lake tours, just kind of a, you know, thank you, this is what we have. And we did another capital campaign mailing. So we're pretty excited about what we have had coming in. And with this $100,000 donation, we can get a lot actually happening.
When you look at the 50th anniversary, what are some of the other ways that you guys have been and will be honoring these 50 years?
Basically, we kicked off the year with looking back at what we've done. You know, Big Hollow is one of these huge projects, I said, has been going on for a really long time. But, you know, we had one of the first nature centers in the state in the 80s, Stars Cave Nature Center. Very excited about that. And the other thing is just how much public land that we have out there for residents to hunt. Very excited about that, as well as our natural resource program. We get a lot of seed put in the ground for landowners. Really, really proud of that. And basically just letting people know that we're more than Big Hollow, we're more than Stars Cave. You know, we have quite a few boat accesses along the Mississippi, which are really important to residents to get out there and enjoy the river. So it's, you know, we're also the one that you can call if you have no idea what this snake is that's in your backyard. So, you know, letting the public know that we are Des Moines County Conservation and we can help them with any of their nature questions or, you know, anything as far as habitat goes.
How much do you work with the local schools?
Oh, my gosh, a lot. Let's see. Last year, we served over 10,000 people, and that would be kindergarten through 12th grade, as well as visitors to the Nature Center. We have two staff that work out of Stars Cave Nature Center, and one of the main things they do in the fall and spring, they have school groups that come to them, and they teach anywhere from bugs to bats to creek stomping and what lives in the creek. So very busy. Besides that, you know, we're always teaching public programs. Over the holiday weekend, we did a critter catching where I think there are about 50 kids that were actually in the water with nets seeing what they could find.
Do you guys track how much the other sites, I mean, obviously the Nature Center and such, it'd be pretty easy to keep track of what you're seeing, but are you guys able to track who are using your other parks, your hunting areas, and how do those numbers look?
Phenomenal. We have seen an increase of the people camping. Not only do we have primitive camping at Big Hollow, but we also have RV camping at the fourth pumping plant and at the areas along the Skunk River. And our numbers have gone up. We have noticed that people are staying closer to home. They're not venturing out as far. So they're being a tourist in their own backyard, and they're using our parks. And the feedback we're getting is very, very positive.
Are there other areas? We mentioned early on that Big Hollow, you had some plans for improvements there. Any other plans coming up for any other sites, that additions that people would see?
Absolutely. We are working on a land acquisition, and we hope eventually to move our nature center to a different area within the county. Also, the Flint River Trail is a huge asset to Southeast Iowa. It's a 20-mile bike trail that will go from the Port of Burlington out to Big Hollow. A mile and a half of the City of Burlington's portion is currently open, and we are hoping to have from Big Hollow to Highway 61 open this fall. So that'll be a huge asset to this area, and you know, we don't have anything like that currently, so that'll be fun.
I know there had been some trying to figure out the route around maybe Stars Cave. Has that been determined at this point?
Unfortunately, no, it hasn't. Phase 2 and 3 will currently be open in the fall, and Phase 1 from Mill Dam Road to Highway 61 we are still working on. We have a couple ideas in mind, so we hope to have a route set soon.
How often, you mentioned it, at land acquisition, how often do you get land that you guys, do you guys target land to purchase, or is it land that is maybe being deeded to you or donated to you? How do you guys grow?
Well, we wish land would be donated to us, and we encourage that, but basically we look at areas where we'd like to expand. For instance, a lot of it has been pushed because of the bike trail. And there are some certain areas that we've decided, well, we would like to purchase additional land. You know, the biggest thing is public land. We'd really like to open up areas for public hunting as well as public use for bikes, just exploring nature. We have had a couple people contact us with, you know, options to purchase. You know, it all always comes down to money and the accessibility of grants. But currently there's just one. I think it's 235 acres that we are in the process of purchasing.
What's the role, and you mentioned the board, how much does the public get involved in what you guys are doing?
Well, at every board meeting, we do have public input, and I would have to say we don't get a lot of it, that people actually show up to the meetings, but we do get phone calls now and again. For instance, this year we changed our camping fees, and we do not include handicap or elderly fees. It's one straight fee right across the board. And, you know, we did receive a complaint about that, wanting to know why. And one of the board's reasoning was because it keeps everybody's amount down and it keeps everyone equal. And, you know, and that those are things that we have a very diverse board, and I think that's important. Not everybody's a hunter. Not everyone's a fisherman. And I think that's important. If you look straight across, who can benefit the most, and how we can do the, you know, the most good.
Are there maybe aspects that other counties have that you have seen maybe through meetings or discussions that you would think that Des Moines County could really use, maybe as a long-term goal? How far out do you guys look at some needs or some wants even?
Quite a ways, and we have seen that the environmental education program is huge in every county. You know, it's a free service that we offer to teachers, and that's the one thing that we've looked at. You know, yes, we did have one of the first nature centers in the state, but we've noticed that over time, you know, we have not kept up with that. And so that's hopefully what we're looking to change. You know, it's our dream to have a LEED certified building and to practice what we preach with conservation. So we're very excited about that. And then I think with the adding the bike trails will be huge. Everywhere across the state has them except for this section of Iowa. So we're very excited about that. And then just getting more RV loops and camper pads, because again, you know, as well as camping cabins, people take their laptops and they like satellite TV. You know, it's a very, very different way of camping. And so we're trying to adapt to that as well.
Is there any push for you guys? I mean, I know in other counties they've talked about maybe having conservation support itself, be self-sustaining with rentals and stuff. Is that something that you guys strive for, or is that just too much of a task with so many acres that you're dealing with?
We would like to do it. It's just very hard. A lot of our services we offer are free. I don't see that happening anytime soon with a staff of eight, as well as how many acreages that we service.
Next big event coming up, and some of the other maybe smaller events that are on the horizon.
Well, we have public programs once a month, and part of our 50th anniversary, we actually had our website revamped. So www.dmcconservation.com. You can find out what's happening every month. But the next big fundraising event that we're having will be August 4th, and it'll be at Big Hollow, and we're looking to have a concert. So it'll be a family-friendly show. You know, we'll be having food and beverages, and it's a great way to get the public out there. And then we have a Top Shot shooting contest that will happen at Big Hollow yet this fall too. And then hopefully looking to maybe do a chili cook-off. And we'll wrap everything up in November.
And that's probably the final thing, is just the thoughts on 50 years of the conservation office.
Yeah, and you know, and it's really neat to see how we have evolved from our first director to myself, as well as, you know, I worked under Jeff Bergman, who worked for the conservation department for 30 years. So he was here for a lot of it. And so, you know, it's very exciting. I've worked for the department for 11 years, so it's neat to see just over that short time how everything has changed and to finish Big Hollow that has been a project for so long.